Tom Queeley Racing Podcast from William Hill.
Hi, I'm Tom Queeley. Hear my thoughts on all the big meetings, exclusively William Hill Radio.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hi there, welcome along to the Tom Queeley Racing Podcast. We're going to be looking ahead to the Haydock card on this Super Saturday. Promises to be a great day of action with the Shergar Cup at Ascot, as well as a strong card at Newmarket. And Stuart Beasley, Sam Turner and Gary Capewell will be in the studio from 12:45 to bring you all of the action. But in the meantime, my name is Alex Dunn and I've been joined online by Tom Queeley to look ahead to the action. Morning, Tom.
Good morning. How are you?
How's things?
Yes, very good.
Okay then, a strong card at Haydock today. In fact, every single race seems pretty competitive, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's competitive stuff. There's some top horses in action, and it looks like it's going to be a bit of a thriller.
Hopefully, anyway. We'll kick things off then with the 145. It is a handicap over a mile. It's a Class 3 event, and 11 are down to go to post. Ascription won quite nicely at Goodwood, but horses like Postscript, Chosen Character and Graphic arrive in decent form. What do you fancy?
Yep. Ascription makes obvious appeal. He bolted up at Glorious Goodwood. He's course and distance winner, as is Postscript, who's got good form in the track. And I know David Simcock will be trying very hard to get Marwan Kukash a good winner at one of his local tracks. So, and there was a lot to like about Postscript's win at Chepstow recently. But I think the man at the description won at Goodwood will make him very hard to beat. He travelled with consummate ease on that occasion and won regularly at the end. So I think Ascription is the one they all have to beat.
Okay then, Ascription in the first, Ryan Moore taking the ride for Hugo Palmer's charge. The second race is the 220, and it looks as tricky a race as you're likely to see, with four last time out winners in amongst some seasoned handicappers. Where would you start with this one?
Dan Chai, winning the John Smith's Cup, was an impressive win on that occasion. He's a horse that's certainly on the up. He's still only four. He's got the assistant of cheek pieces and Joseph O'Brien on board. I still think off his rating he'll be very competitive. It's a competitive affair, really. I ride Angel Gabriel, who on the best of his form would see him very much involved. Ideally, he might want another shower of rain, but the ground is good up there, so it won't hinder him too much. You can make a case for Gabriel the Great, and Chancery is the one I'd select here, nicely drawn in four. Danny Tutt up on board. He's going for the three-timer, and the distance will be no problem to him, so he's got plenty of experience as a five-year-old. I think he's the one they all have to beat.
Okay, then, David O'Meara's informed Chancery the pick in the 220. The 255 is the feature race of the day. You ride Noble Mission, full brother to Frankel, but you come up against a horse in Telescope who obviously has strong claims. What wins a fascinating renewal of the Rose of Lancaster Stakes for you, Tom?
Yeah, Telescope's going the right way. There was a lot to like about his win in a conditions race at Leicester. He's well entered. He's clearly well thought of. My horse, Noble Mission, will hopefully give him a race for it. The one thing I can say is Noble Mission's in the form of his life, and he seems very happy on his homework. He's been training well, and he's got plenty of ability. I think if he puts his best foot forward, he'll give Telescope something to worry about. But Telescope is the one I'd say myself and everybody else in the whole field would fear.
Okay then, so Telescope in the 255. The 325 is the Dick Hearn Filly Stakes. It's a listed race over a mile, a Class 1 event, and this looks pretty interesting, Tom. What do you fancy?
Well, there was a lot to like about Expressly when she won first time out. It was an Ascot maiden. The mile won't be a problem. She looked to stay well on that occasion. It's the race is working out quite well, but it's competitive. I think Ultrasonic is the one who's, although she hasn't got her head in front this year, she's the one who's fairly consistent. And suppose unlucky really not to have won. She'll be the one to have to beat, but I think Expressly is the one who's got most potential to improve and could be quite good in time.
Okay then, so Expressly for Mikel Barcelona and Charlie Appleby there in the 3:25. The 4 o'clock is a nursery over 5 furlongs. Just the 5 got to post with the non-runner in this, but this still looks pretty hard to call. Could you shed any light on the race, Tom?
Yeah, small field, trappy contest. Innocently, again, as I said, you know, David O'Meara's horse is in tremendous form, and he remains in good heart. He's been very consistent. He's been kept quite busy. It's been a busy old 2-year-old campaign for this son of Caliph. I'm going to select Susie's Connoisseur, who's obviously a son of, or a son of Art Connoisseur. There was a lot to like about his win last time. It's a typical sort of horse that Mark Johnson does well with. Franny Norton is riding out of his skin at the moment, and I think off a mark of 86 there might be just some more to come, so he's the one I'm going to go with.
Okay then, Susie's Connoisseur in the 4 o'clock. The 4:30 is a handicap over 6 furlongs, another devilishly tricky handicap it looks anyway, and though it wouldn't be the strongest race on the card, there may be some value to be had here. Where do we start?
Yeah, it's an open affair. I mean, you're talking 5 or 6 to 1 the field probably. That's why I'm probably going to take maybe a chance on a Fatsa up the top. He's got 10 stone 2, but he's a bigger price. Drawn 11 on the sprint track won't be of any inconvenience to him. He was back to winning ways when he won on the all-weather latest, and I think that bit of a confidence booster might have done him the world of good. He can make a case for Gabriel's Gift, but again, that's a shorter sort of price, as is Ambitious Boy, so my ride. So I'm going to take a chance on Fatsa each way, and as I said, Ambitious Boy's got a tremendous chance where he's just a slightly shorter price. He might get a little bit more value with Fatsa, but keep an eye on my one as well, sort of an each-way price, maybe two.
Okay, then, the 5:05 is the final race on the card. It is a handicap over 1.5 miles. You ride Shrewd for Michael Bell, whilst Big Thunder looks for a 5th win in 6 for Sir Mark Prescott. We've got Dare to Achieve, Salutation, Renew and Emerging. All look like they could go close. What do you think?
Yeah, well, my fellow ran well at Ripon the latest. He's in good form. He won on his penultimate start. Michael Bell's horse is in good form. Big Thunder is one I'd be keeping an eye on. He's drawn smack bang in the middle. He's going for a 4-timer, going for his 5th win of the year, and hasn't been out of the frame. I think the farther he goes, the better. He's a very progressive profile, and I think he's still got some more winning to do. He's the distance, as I said, will be no problem. I think the further he goes, the better, and he's won at the course, so that's an obvious plus. So Big Thunder is the one I'd fear most.
Okay then, Big Thunder in the 5:05, so for Sir Mark Prescott and Luke Morris, a progressive type. Great stuff, Tom. Good luck with those picks, good luck with your rides today. Pleasure as always, thank you for your time, and we'll speak soon.
Best luck with your bets.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.